And today we're here in studio with Bill Lidstone. Billy Lidstone, who does catering, does cooking, does a whole bunch of stuff. What kind of things do you do, Bill?
A number of things. I started my business in by doing in-house chef meals. So you would hire me if you were having a group of people over for any type of occasion, say 10, 12 people, or six and up, I would say. You don't have the time to prepare a full nice meal. You'd have me in. I'd come in with the food, some pre-prepared, as in like the sauces and stuff that take a long time. I prepare them in advance, but I would do the whole meal at your home. I bring my own equipment that I might need, and I serve you, and I clean up afterwards also. So that's one aspect of what I do. I also do small buffets. I say small, I mean between 50 and 100 is what I usually do.
50 and 100 people.
People? Yeah, people.
Well, that's not that small.
It's not that small, but it's feasible on my own, and my wife helps me quite a bit. She's basically my partner in this whole ordeal, and my sous chef, and it's great. So we're able to prepare for up to 100 people fairly comfortably just on our own. Then I bring in some people to help if I need it, if service is involved and what have you. I'll bring in people to help me out, help us out.
Okay.
The other part of what I do is pre-prepared meals, where I will, if you have a busy week or what have you, and you're unable to cook wholesome meals for you all the time, and you find yourself ordering out a lot or eating out a lot, or buying frozen meals at the store, well, I offer a service where I can make those meals for you, usually on a weekly basis. I'll prepare a number of meals for you throughout the week, and you either put them in your fridge or your freezer and heat them up when you come home, that type of thing. Yeah.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's take it step by step and find out. First of all, I have some questions about the first part of what you do.
Okay.
Which is you go in home for someone who's preparing to have an event of any kind, and you prepare the meals, and then you help to serve the meal.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And then after that, you bring your own equipment as well. So basically, you're using their kitchen, and they're getting personalized service.
Exactly.
That's the way it works?
Yeah, personally, almost like a restaurant. But at your in your own home, you don't have to worry about parking, and you don't have to worry about maybe having a glass of wine too many and taking a taxi home if that might be the case. You're in the comfort of your own home, and you can entertain your guests with a lower level of stress than having to because I do all the shopping, all the groceries and everything I need for that event.
So you bring everything you need yourself.
I bring everything I need myself.
All you need is the stove and the fridge. And
yeah, I come in and you show me basically what where everything is and that I may need, how your stove works. Sometimes, you know, it's funny, but even as a chef, sometimes some of the stoves are a little tricky. but yeah, no, it's, and then I will serve the meal to you, then I do the takedown and the cleanup afterwards.
Oh, that's a big part.
Yeah.
Yeah, the cleanup afterwards.
I leave your kitchen the way you found it. No, the way I found it.
Huh. And so people can have an event at their home without the stress of worrying about the meal.
Exactly.
That's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Now, how does that work business-wise? Like, as far how many as, people? How?
Well, I do from six up. Usually it ends up being between 6 and 12. Rarely it goes over 12, and most people are able to fend for themselves below 6. So usually it ends up being between 6 and 12. I charge per head, and I sit down with you, or I speak to you in advance, and we set up a menu together, what type of food you like, what type of food you want to serve. And I don't really have a set menu. I have lots of ideas, but I don't have an actual set menu saying, okay, well, you can have this, this, and this. I go with, what's in season, market prices, what have you. I try to get the best deal, best bang for your buck, I guess, if you could say.
So it's basically also perhaps what they would want.
Exactly.
If they have special requests and stuff.
Exactly, yes. If you have any allergies, any intolerances, any dislikes, any preferences, everything's personalized and set up in advance. The one thing is that most of the time, everybody has the same meal. So that's what changes from restaurant to doing this. Like we'll set up a set menu and we stick to that menu, but that doesn't ever seem to be a problem.
So that's great for get-togethers or family get-togethers or parties or events that anyone wants to...
Business meetings, what have you, yeah.
What about something that just came to mind, vegetarian?
Absolutely, vegetarian, vegan if need be, gluten-free.
Oh, that's good to know.
Anything like that, I can work around it, yeah.
Great,
yeah, absolutely.
Great. So between 6 and 12 people...
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, it can go over 12 people. I'm just saying that it rarely does.
Oh, okay, I see.
I mean, if it's 20 people, I can do it. There's no problem, you know.
It's just the minimum six.
Yeah.
Basically,
I can do 12 on my own.
Yeah.
Anything over that, I usually have to have a second person at least with me.
But that doesn't change the price.
Not necessarily. Yeah, no, it doesn't. It doesn't change the price. The price is always going to be
per person.
Per person, exactly. So,
including children or
children. Yeah, generally, it'll be maybe a little bit less because they eat less and what have you. But we'll set up a set price beforehand and what whatever your budget is. And generally, for that type of service. Between $25 and $50, depending on what you're having, you know.
Yeah.
Higher end food, it'll be a little bit more expensive, but, yeah. You know, you're obviously supplying your own wine or beverages, coffee and all that. So it ends up cutting down on the cost of rather than going out to a restaurant.
It's still reasonable.
Very reasonable. Yes.
Yeah, yes. Starting at 25 per person. I mean, you don't go very many places for 25.
Exactly.
And you have to go there.
You have to get there and get back and what have you, you know.
And you're not in the comfort of your home. I mean, sometimes it's nice to go out, but sometimes it's pretty darn nice to stay home. And especially if you're organizing an event for a group of people, it can be pretty panicking to think about, how do you feed them?
There's a lot to think of. I know. There's a lot to think of. And yes, it does take a lot of stress off. And
yeah. So having someone like you come in and take care of all of that,
yeah.
Then the person organizing it can just worry about the other details. And exactly. There's a lot of them.
And it ends up being a lot of fun. A lot of the time, it ends up being very interactive. People come and they'll share their recipe ideas and I'll do the same and they'll watch what I'm doing and that's welcome and invited. It ends up being a very interactive situation most of the time. So I love it. I enjoy it. It's one of my favorite things. Since I've started cooking, this is probably one of the things I enjoy the most.
Going into people's homes and making the event a success.
Any type of the catering aspect, but yeah, the personal chef is definitely it's fun for me also. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. So the other thing you mentioned was buffets.
Yes. Yeah.
And how does that work? How is that different from the?
Well, it's buffets are serve your you serve yourself for the most part. I'm usually there and I help you. I help you serve. I'll put it on the plate for you. But usually it's like any buffet style, again, that's price per head. Also, we set up a different menu choices. You can see some of the ideas on my Facebook page, Billy Lidstone, Chef à Domicile.
Okay, let's go over that again. Billy Lidstone, Chef à Domicile.
Yeah, Billy Lidstone, Chef à Domicile. It's my Facebook page, and I have menu ideas up there. I have some photos and some comments and what have you.
To be perfectly honest, before you came, I went into Google, and I put in Chef Billy Lidstone, And you popped right up.
Really? That's really that's good to know.
Yeah. So, you know, if you don't remember phone numbers or anything like that, just remember Chef Billy Lidstone. And luckily, your name is not hard. You know, Billy, everyone can, you know, it's not hard to it's retain. Not one of those. Yeah. And Lidstone is very straightforward as well. So luckily, you lucked out on that.
Yeah. Yeah. My name is, there's not many of us, no, for sure. There's quite a few of us in Newfoundland, I think. But
And it's easy to spell.
It is Lidstone.
Yeah. Names that are more complicated. Mine is a little bit, people spell it a lot of different ways.
Yeah.
But you're lucky that way. So Chef Billy Lidstone, Google it. He comes right up. And that's kind of fun. Now, we were talking about the buffet. So a buffet is set up a little bit different. You bring your own equipment for that too?
Oh, yes. I supply everything always. Buffets, I often do it in places that have an established kitchen already. Yeah, it tends to work out that way the best. So for example, I do the Golden Age group at the United Church every second Tuesday, and they have a kitchen at the church, and I use that kitchen to prepare a lot of my meal, some stuff I do from home also when I bring in. Yeah, for as far as buffets go, usually they end up being between 40 and 75 people are the average ones that I usually do. Mm-hmm. Again, we set up a menu that you that you're comfortable with and that you with that goes with your budget. Mm-hmm. Buffets are generally less expensive than the in-house chef aspect.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That's pretty good though. A buffet, people serving themselves, and but they still get a choice, I suppose, of what kind of things you prepare.
Absolutely, yes.
And that's nice.
Yeah. I'll set it up generally with the organizer, mm-hmm. and we'll go through menu options and how many choices they might want to have. One choice is less expensive than three choices, let's say, you know, for the main course, if you will, but. I always have bread and that will go with it, I clean up everything afterwards and what have you.
Nice.
Yeah.
So we talked about the in-home chef, groups of six people or more.
That's right.
And personalized menus. And we talked about the buffet, which differs in that people serve themselves. And it's usually tends to be probably a bit bigger groups, and it's a little less per person than the in-house chef, but the in-house chef thing is kind of neat. Mm-hmm. The other thing, I'm not sure I have a total grip on it, but the meals prepared.
Pre-prepared meals.
Yeah.
Basically, if you're having a hard time coming home and cooking full meals for you or your family or what have you on a regular basis, and you find yourself buying frozen food or ordering in a lot. Well, I offer a service where I can come in and I'll make meals for say a few days, you can store them in your fridge or your freezer or what have you, and come home and have something, you know, already made and wholesome and healthy and to your liking, on a regular basis, and it ends up being very reasonable in price because you're not ordering out ordering in as much, and so the cost doesn't seem to vary to for what you're already spending, but you're getting a healthier meal and something that you enjoy, and that again, like everything else, I sit down and I find out what you like and I work with you on the menu, if you will. Your own personal menu, yes.
You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm David, and we're talking with Chef Billy Lidstone today, who is offering several services that we wanted to talk to him about. I found it quite interesting. And this part of you three basic kinds of service that you provide, we're talking about pre-prepared meals. Thank you. And that sounds very very intriguing for people who are on a busy schedule, want some good nutrition throughout the week. The meals are prepared in advance. Now, some of the logistics of that, how does that actually work? So what is, first of all, are there some minimum requirements for that?
Generally, yeah. I mean, I couldn't do it once a week, if you will, that type of thing. It'll have to be, we'd have to set up some type of a plan where I would do it for, I'd do it for 4 or 5 days. Mm-hmm. Generally it's for more than one person. I mean, most people that are fending for themselves, fend for themselves, but generally this ends up being more of a family, type thing, or people that are unable also, to cook for themselves, that happens also. But yeah, we'll set up a meal plan, if you will, and I will work with you personally to fulfill that.
So do like once a week you deliver the meals for the week, or how does that work?
It's same idea as an in-house chef. And I will come into your home and I'll prepare them for you. At your home.
Neat.
And absolutely. So again, it's an interactive process often.
Nice. Yeah. Absolutely. Then they get to see how everything is prepared.
And they get to see how everything is prepared. I will do some pre-prepared stuff, I don't want to be in your home peeling potatoes type of thing. So I'll be doing that type of stuff for my kitchen. But
pretty neat though, just the same.
Yeah.
And what kind of things do you end up making for people? What kind of, just as an example?
A lot of it ends up being home cooked food. I mean, I'll make a lasagna
favorite food.
I'll cook their vegetables. I'll pre-cook their vegetables a certain way that they like. I'll make sauces different styles of potatoes and rice and what have you.
Yeah.
And sometimes you can mix and match. I can make you, say for example, I'll make you a rice dish and a potato dish and different types of vegetables and a chicken dish and different sauces.
Okay.
And you can kind of mix and match yourself also.
So it kind of depends on what the person likes.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Always does. Yeah.
It's always much better.
Yeah.
Yeah. How does the, so usually you say it's a family. So
often. Yeah.
Yeah. So like 3-4 people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Usually. Yeah. And you prepare meals for a week if they wanted. Or...
Yeah. Once or twice a week usually.
And if they wanted 4 or 5, if they wanted every weekday, something prepared ahead.
It doesn't happen often, but I mean, we can work something out.
Hey, that sounds pretty neat. Yeah. People today have pretty hectic schedules.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And after eating in a restaurant a couple of times, it gets pretty... First of all, I don't feel well. If I eat often, if I eat out too often, I don't feel that well.
Yeah, it can be very heavy.
Yeah, very heavy. It's not necessarily good food. And that takes a toll after a while. So having something like that, an option like that, is pretty neat. How is the pricing on that?
Again, it's per person, per plate.
Okay.
Type deal. So we set up a plan, and we'll go with the plan.
So you personalize the plan as well as the meals.
Exactly.
So you can sit down with someone, find out what their budget is, and see what you can do.
Okay, this is what I can do for your budget.
Perfect.
I often ask them to look at their weekly food budget, and try to incorporate it into that as much as possible.
Okay.
You save on waste. You don't buy a lot of things that you don't use that you have to end up throwing out. I basically kind of micromanage your kitchen.
Good.
If you will. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We're talking to Chef Billy Lidstone. How can people get in touch with you?
Through my Facebook page. It happens quite often. Billy Lidstone, Chef à Domicile. My phone number is 819-446-7021. And you can email me at wlidstone2000@yahoo.ca.
So Google you, Facebook, any of those things, the phone number. I know that people have a terrible time with phone numbers listening to the radio because, often you're driving, you don't have a pen or something
exactly,
like that. Yeah. Not the end of the world. Any of the ads, by the way, that you hear on CJMQ or any of the information that you hear, you can always call us up. You can find the number of CJMQ just about anywhere. And we're happy to share that information and tell you what the phone number was. That happens quite often,
It's appreciated, too.
Yeah, well, people call up and they say, I heard the ad. I don't remember the number. So that really helps a lot. are there some aspects of what you do that you wanted to share with us that I haven't touched upon?
I think we covered most of it. Like I said, contact me or write me on my Facebook page or email me, and we can discuss pretty much anything. I'm very personalized. I'm not a large operation, and I like to work one-on-one with people quite a bit.
That's nice. Yeah. That's a nice touch.
It's what I enjoy to do. I enjoy doing it that way. Basically anything is possible with those three things, the pre-prepared meals, the buffets, and the in-house chef. I mean, I will be doing weddings in the summer. I already have a couple weddings booked.
I was going to mention that.
Yeah. So give me a call soon if you are planning on on getting married and you don't have a caterer for your wedding. I do small weddings, obviously. Again, I'm a small operation, but if...
But what do you call small?
100 or less.
Well, that's still respectable.
Yeah, it's still small. Is the 200 to 300? No, I can't do that. But 100 or less, I can make something happen for sure. Nice. So we covered the pre-prepared meals, the buffets, and the in-house chef service, and any questions that you might have that weren't answered on this interview. I'll be happy to answer anytime.
Well, thank you very much, Chef Billy Lidstone, for being here with us. Again, my name is David. This is CJMQ 88.9 FM. And thanks very much for being in our studio today and talking to us about the services that you offer, which are kind of unique and really nice in the region to have something available like that, to be able to say, you know, you can get an in-house chef, you can have someone who can cater your event, or you can have someone who can do the
pre-prepared meals.
Pre-prepared meals.
I'll come up with a new name for it.
I'm the only one that has trouble with that. You apparently have no problem saying it. All right. Well, thank you again.
Thank you.